We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, Blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, she's your friend.
Hi, guys! Oh my god! Okay, so today I wanted to talk about mental wards, loony bins, asylums, because today I also want to talk about Britney Spears. Obviously, everybody's been talking about Britney and about her conservatorship because it's weird and it sucks. The thing is that I always thought it looked a little bit familiar to me, because basically what I saw happen, the series of events that I observed as somebody who obsesses about pop culture, is that basically Britney, she was taking a break for a little bit from working, and she literally gained like 20 pounds. There was a picture of her where she gained like 20 pounds, and I was like, all right, somebody's going to put their foot down. I don't think she's going to be allowed to do that. So, and that's what happened. She gained 20 pounds. And her dad, and it sounds like other members of her family, swooped in and were like, nope, obviously she's bonkers. We're going to need to take control of her life. And she hasn't gained any weight since, right? And she went back to working, and she pays all their bills. She pays all her bills. They get to decide who she eats, where she sleeps, who she sleeps with. And it's not surprising to me. First of all, she's not the first one. You know, why do you think that some of those, you know, Doris Day had people who were trying to scam her? That's kind of why she quit Hollywood, is because most of the people in her family were trying to take over her fortune, and it took over her life, right? Like, she was a star in the 50s, you know, for as long as people have been making a lot of money, there have been other people in their lives trying to take it or trying to take control of their money. You see this in a lot of English murder mysteries, right? Where people get bumped off because other people want their fortunes. Or the easier thing to do, especially if you're a man and the person that you're trying to control, or the person whose fortune you're trying to control, is a woman, the easiest thing to do is to just drop her off at the loony bin. This has been something that men have been doing to their wives, or even to other women who threatened them, for at least 200 or 300 years. Asylums really came into fashion in the 1700s. And as soon as Freud started looking around and creating his philosophy of therapy, he identified female hysteria, which had also been identified by other people too, which is basically, they were like, it seems like your vagina makes you crazy. That's what hysteria is. They were like, you have a womb and it freaks you the fuck out, and that's why you're nuts. Didn't bother to study it at all. Just allowed men to commit women for hysteria. And basically, you know, you didn't have to have a lot of proof. There wasn't any standard for, you know, from the 1700s to, I'm going to say, the 1990s. There was no real standard for who was accepted and not accepted at the loony bin. So you could walk in and be like, my wife is nuts. And they'd be like, yeah, she's a woman. That happens a lot. And then they'd just take her. And then he'd have control of everything that she owned, because he now controlled her, because he was now, you know, because he said she was insane. And so they assumed he was telling the truth. Shit like that. Now, why do I say that that's been happening up until the 1990s? Because I used to see it happen, okay? When I was in middle school, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, right? And then even into 9th grade, a lot of my friends ended up at Agnew's. Agnew's was our local sanatorium, is the word for it. Loony bin is another. Agnew's was opened in 1895. They had like 45 acres for Agnew's, and there were a lot of different campuses on it, and there were a lot of people in Santa Clara, California, who worked at Agnew's. Like, I knew nurses who worked at Agnew's, but mostly I knew girls, teenage girls who had just started puberty. Their parents didn't like them. They didn't do what their parents wanted. Some of them had serious problems, but most of the ones I knew were being abused at home, and then that caused them to act out. And then their parents were like, well, I don't know what to do with you, and they'd shuttle them to Agnew's. So I knew, like, at school, I would see girls before and afterwards. They'd tell me what it was like. In high school, they'd have little reunions with each other because they were, like, all roommates together at the loony bin when their parents just dropped them off. And it just seemed to me like it was an easy way to stop taking responsibility for your kid, to stop taking responsibility for your relationships. It's just a way to control people who are doing things you don't like in your family, rather than resolving any kind of conflict like a normal person. You lock them up. And it always boggled my mind, because it's not something people really talk about as adults. You know, I've asked a lot of other adults, do you remember when, did the girls you knew in junior high, did they ever just get carted off to the loony bin whenever they started acting out? And people looked at me like I was fucking nuts. But every once in a while I'll meet a girl, it's always a girl, and she's like, oh yeah, I remember a lot of my friends ended up at that loony bin, and it made things a lot worse for them, because there's nothing worse than being like upset because your stepdad's assaulting you and then having that same stepdad put you in a psych ward because you tried to talk about it. Like, that's it. It was punitive. It was usually tied to abuse or neglect, you know? So this didn't look different than that to me. Britney Spears is just a classic example of something that's been going on for hundreds of years. Men who didn't like their wives anymore would just dump them off of the loony bin and leave them there. And these women would never be able to get out because nobody would believe them that they were sane and their husbands were just assholes. That wasn't something that anybody really wanted to hear. So when I heard this Britney thing, I just assumed for the last however long since she's been in this relationship with her dad. I mean, he was controlling her fortune before she turned 18. He lost control of it for a little while there, and then he got it back. And like I said, I really just think that he and the judge took a look at the fact that she'd gained 20 pounds, and they were like, clearly she's batshit. You know, that's not how bodies work. That's not appropriate. She's not allowed to gain weight. And I mean, honestly, if she hadn't had this conservatorship, I think that she would have let herself look however she wanted to. She would have, she might have taken a break from working too. She's had to do Vegas shows ever since this conservatorship started up again. You know, like, I honestly think she could be fat, happy, and have 6 kids right now if her dad hadn't taken over her life. You know, like, maybe she didn't want to stay an 18-year-old megastar for 20 years. Maybe she wanted to be like a regular person. And it seems to me like that's why he's punishing her. Honestly, a lot of Britney's other activities did not seem ridiculous to me. I mean, shaving her head. Every girl in that generation has shaved their head. I've shaved my head. Pretty much every woman I know in our, you know, I'm sort of the same age as Britney, 40, 42-ish, you know, late 30s for her, maybe. Anyway, I shaved my head. Every girl I know who's our age shaved their head. That was not insane. The press acted like it was insane, but the girls like wearing wigs anyway. It doesn't fucking matter what a real hair looks like. That didn't look insane to me. Attacking press with umbrellas also does not look insane to me. If you want people to leave you the fuck alone, you act nuts in front of them, so they leave you the fuck alone. I've done it at the bus stop. It's just nobody, like the nation didn't make fun of me because I'm not famous. So me drooling and picking up leaves and trying to show them to other people didn't really make news, you know, but it did keep the smelly guy from talking to me. Like, we've all done exactly the same things that Britney's done in our lives, but we didn't have enough money that someone saw that it was worth it to try and take control of our lives. I mean, hopefully this hasn't happened to you, but it's a lot easier to do with men than women, and it's still pretty easy to do because it's something that we've allowed to happen since the 1700s. There's been no effort to create a standard by which people can be admitted. There are some, you know, if you threaten to hurt someone else, if you threaten to hurt yourself, rules. But it seems to me that real people who have real psychiatric problems aren't admitted to these loony bins. The people that I've seen who have gone into asylums have always emerged worse. And the people who really needed to be in there to get that kind of care are never well off enough to actually get it. You know, there are people that I know who would benefit from having a conservator to take over their lives because of their own mental health issues. Britney's not one of them, but these people don't have enough money for anyone to fight over taking care of them. So that's my thoughts on that. Thanks for listening. Here I will end today, as I end a lot of days, a lot of my podcasts now, with a snarky card. And this is going to go out to, Edgar. Dear Edgar, I'm sorry I puked on your dick. Sincerely, Elisa Starr.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.